You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
I only do one show a week, right? So I sit around listening to the radio and reading stuff all the way through the rest of the week, and then I come out and then I feel the urge to say something about what I've heard over the last week, and I have to say it's been a funny old week. Just sitting back listening to the media and the government howling for Nationals' costings on their foreign house buyers' tax, and listening to National just flat out refuse to release them. And everyone got so concerned about it, and personally I don't give a flying fig at all about the whole thing. Because, and you won't be surprised, I've been talking about this before, it seems perfectly obvious to all that National will not raise the money it says it will, because that would take a record level of overseas sales plus a tax on top to make it happen. The numbers are astronomical. But here's what nobody's really mentioned. National doesn't care. They don't feel the pressing need to release the costings. They don't care about the costings. The overseas buyers tax debate is a sideshow. All National care about is doing the tax cuts. They're going to do the tax cuts. That's their thing. That's non-negotiable. They will happen. What they're trying to say is, well, we're not going to just cut services. We're also going to find some extra money over here. Now, if they can't subsidize the cuts with the new tax, what could they do? What choices do they have? Well, one, they could borrow more. Do you think the National Party wants to do that? Or two, they could cut even more government spending. And you know what? Cutting services would make their future coalition partner, ACT, happier. Because ACT want to cut 15,000 jobs. So if the foreign buyers tax doesn't work, what do you think's going to happen? Eh? I mean, it's just logic, isn't it? The overseas buyers tax to me seemed like a very strange one for a so-called right-wing neoliberal globalist party to propose. One that says it's committed to fighting inflation. Because the overseas buyers tax doesn't seem very neoliberal, nor does it fight inflation. Because in essence, the overseas buyers tax is a wealth tax. You can afford a $2 million house, great. We'll take $300,000 extra from you in tax, thanks, you rich prick. You know, it's something I could imagine Labor doing. You know, and I guess for National it's okay to tax the wealthy if they're foreign. That $300,000, by the way, in tax on a $2 million house, that $300,000 is another incentive for foreign buyers to not buy houses in New Zealand, to find places without that tax. Because guess what? Wealthy people overseas don't like tax either. So that is another blow to National's optimistic projections. And the opening of the overseas buyers market in our house market is another strange call in a time of inflation, because it will mean more buyers, not as many as National would hope for, but more buyers, and those more buyers will push the prices higher. And if you've got house prices going higher, that all contributes to inflation. And if the market picks up steam because there are foreign buyers now back in the marketplace after being absent for quite some time, then everybody with property will suddenly be wealthier in terms of the capital. They'll have more capital to borrow against, and they could spend that on affording inflation, or their next overseas trip, or a car, or a new kitchen. Again, that spurs on inflation. Meanwhile, houses will get more expensive, freezing out first home buyers who'll then go to town trying to buy the places. That is headline news, and not good headline news. And not only that, that is more inflation. And meanwhile, National is squirting $2 billion into consumers' back pockets, which also spurs inflation. In fact, when you look at National suites of policies, they're all stimulatory. It's what you do when you've got a recession but you don't have inflation. It is not what you do when you have a high inflation environment with historically high house prices. Margaret Thatcher, if she heard this rubbish, would be spinning in her grave. She would be having absolute kittens. It is no wonder that true neoliberals call National Labour light. This is a Labour Party policy. Why does nobody call this out? Oh, I know why, because you've got property and you realise you're going to get richer. At the end of the day, I don't know why, and I've said this time and time again, I don't know why National is so wedded to these tax cuts, other than they're an easy sell to house owners. People like me, I've done the figures, I'm going to make loads out of this, to be honest. I'm going to have loads of capital. The rich will get richer, the poor will get poorer. What I want to know is, if there's so much wasteful spending happening in this economy, and we have so little infrastructure, why not just cut the wasteful spending, delay the tax bracket changes until we're better placed to wear them, and then start fixing stuff? Cut all the wasteful spending and spend those savings on stuff we really need, like doctors, like hospitals, like water pipes, like fixing the potholes, like fixing the roads, like giving us public transport. Everything's broken, and yet they want to give the money to fix it back to us. Ask yourself, if you get a tax cut, are you going to take that tax cut and spend it on a new hospital bed, or a new doctor, or a new nurse, or a new teacher, or a new everybody that we need? Oh, by the way, the immigration settings are through the roof at the moment. Guess what that does? That spurs inflation. I worry.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.